What's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
I'm Rob. Hey, so as you guys can see, we have Amanda in here. We're going to start bringing her on as a regular because we like to hang out with her. She can kind of be funny sometimes.
Sometimes. On occasion.
And she likes us a lot. And we're her number one fans. Did I say that right?
No. I'm your number one fan.
Got it. Okay.
Michael's here. Just throwing stuff.
Clean his face.
Clean it. Woo.
Here.
All right, it's in here.
Is that your prop?
Matches your shirt.
You want some Oreo? Oh.
That's not Oreos.
I know.
Those are Florios.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Man, I feel good. That was like on point and it was on time.
You're always on point.
Right?
I
feel so good.
You know, to start this episode, I think that before we go into the couple things that we wanted to do, we should just kind of rant for a little bit. Or just talk about whatever, have some fun. And then we're going to go into, what was it you wanted to do?
I want to talk about what we've been watching.
Okay. We're going to have like a little topic thing just to each one of us
talk topics. About something.
Yeah, and I have a topic too.
Cool, I don't have one.
I'm not going to tell you guys until it's my turn. Wing It.
Wing It was her maiden name.
Yep.
That was Amanda's maiden name, not Michael's.
Yeah. And then eventually we're going to get into, what was the things we're going to do together?
Oh, it's like word games. We're going to do some word stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to hug each other.
We're going to look up like...
It's very friendly.
I mean, I'm down. I don't get enough hugs in my life.
Oh, my face just ran into my mic. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be paying attention
Yeah, and
you're
supposed to be feeling bad for me.
I'm sorry.
We talked about this. Your face does not connect with the mic. Your voice connects with the mic. Remember when I gave you microphone training?
No.
Oh, I guess I must have imagined that.
I don't remember either.
Get your face on the mic. Okay, so what are we going to rant about? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see where you're going with that.
That's where that
I can't. Can you explain it to me?
Well, first of all, what he was trying to say with his face is that sometimes people don't really clearly listen to what he's trying to say. Such as you. Just frankly, you just didn't listen to what he was trying to say.
You wait to hear my words. But a real friend knows how I think.
Yeah, listens to his soul.
I was agreeing with what she was saying before she said it.
Yeah.
About me.
You're just...
From her.
You're really not.
You gotta catch up, bro. Your friend game is like not on fleek.
So are you two going to take over the podcast now?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be a very common guest.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna sit right here.
Okay. Well, today on Just Plain Nonsense, we're going to talk about how Rob Reinfuss is a quitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mike, she's Amanda, and this is Rob, he's on here today as a guest.
Hey Rob!
Hey, what's going
on?
How
are you today?
I'm good.
So what brings you to our podcast?
Yeah, what does this thing that you do?
This is my house.
Yep.
That makes sense.
But...
I'm glad it's your house, and I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you've decided to be here tonight.
Too. Alive.
Yeah, it'd be weird if I was here dead.
That would be nonsense.
Yeah, like who makes a podcast about that?
The ghost edition. You know what? This whole episode, you're a ghost.
Actually,
I'm just kidding. That's
Michael
too much to...
Everything I answer has to end in...
No, Michael,
I'm going to try it.
I just thought of something that...
I know.
We need...
You expressed it with your words.
Yeah.
But so they know.
Yeah, so I need to let them know. We need Rob because... I don't know what chord goes in what. Sure.
Buddy, come back.
You can't do it. You can't do it without me.
Buddy, come back.
I have nothing else sing.
This definitely inspires the confirmation that we're going to do a Just Play Nonsense the musical. We should record it after this, which is why we're going to be wearing the same outfits.
Yeah, hey, so keep an eye out for that. We're going to do a Just Play Nonsense musical after this, and it'll be like a little bonus video. Yeah. So
the length of a song.
But what's awesome about it is he cannot sing, I cannot sing, but she cannot sing. No, I'm just kidding. Amanda is an awesome, excellent singer, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
She's a singist for sure.
She's a singister. Mm-hmm. Did you say singister?
Singist.
Oh, singist. Like a rapist.
Yeah, but with
mm-hmm. but with elongated.
It's songature of that.
You know, right. And, you know. Nonsense. Wow.
Woo, we just do it with
Dude, words. We nailed it. Yep. That was good.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Gosh.
I'm doing the same thing, bro. My shorts are riding up on me.
Yeah, mine too, but I just don't feel like messing.
Get
them.
Get them.
Okay, here we go.
Get them.
Here we go.
Now,
now you're way more comfortable, aren't you?
Solidarity.
Yeah, you got to pull them shorts down. It's like it's almost like we've been sitting here all night.
Well, that's weird.
La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
I'm in that mood. I'm
Let's all watch preparing. Michael sing.
I'm warming up for the musical, man.
But you got like an hour for that.
So I can go,
hi.
And I can go low. Staying really
alive.
Low.
Staying alive.
I'm not paying for that song.
Staying alive.
You should change a couple of words, that way it's not copyright.
Staying in the living state of existence. I think that's a few too many songs. Okay, so you know you're supposed to give, like, you're supposed to sing that song when you give CPR to people so you know how, like, fast to do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're like, staying in the living state. We brought him back. We brought him back.
So, what do you want to talk about, Rob?
I want to talk about what we've been watching. Like, what have you been watching? What have you been consuming? If you're a reader or if you watch movies or TV shows or whatever, because I know that's like a thing that we all constantly do. Like, I go from watching TV in my living room, and if I get like halfway through an episode, I'll just shut the TV off and I'll go in my bedroom and turn on my tablet and continue the episode. Did Michael fall asleep? What happened?
Maybe he doesn't consume anything.
He consumes a lot of nonsense. That's what he consumes. Michael consumes TikTok. That's what he consumes.
TikTok.
So what have you guys been watching?
Well, I've been watching a lot of stuff because I am an alcoholic, except when it comes to shows.
I'm going
to
cut that one little part out where it's like, I'm an alcoholic.
I am an alcoholic.
No, she's like addicted to watching the shows.
Oh, okay.
So I am too, man.
I'm a showaholic.
There we go.
I will put
let's
off.
Give it a word, let's give it a term.
I will put off work.
Yeah.
That way we could treat it. Just why she has bangs.
What was that?
Something about your bangs.
And would explain split. The inside joke to everybody else.
So. Oh, I just
didn't they'll have you. To watch. They'll have to watch. Are we going to put out that
I don't know.
That silly warm up video? Should we put that out?
Only to the Patreons.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
ones that are Patreonic.
Only the homies.
Only that. What's that song? Only the Lonely instead of Only the Homies. So yeah, speaking of that, go to patreonjustnonsense.com/plain. patreon.com/justplainnonsense. I like that. Go there. Support us and join a tier and support us and join a tier and support us. Join a tier. I think I'm stuck in a loop. Go to patreon.com/justplainnonsense. Support us. We're going to put some extra videos out there so you guys can watch them. We're going to have bloopers and all that kind of cool stuff. So,
and I'm Michael.
And I'm Amanda.
There it is. And I'm Rob.
Welcome to Just Plain Nonsense Part 2.
One of these times we're going to have you introduce it. You're just going to have to start the podcast out of nowhere, have all this energy, and be like, oh, this is, and we're going to entertain you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had...
Whoa!
I've had about a quarter of this of coffee, and I'm already jazzed.
Yeah, this is a very, very, very caffeinated episode.
But anyway, can I tell you what I've been watching?
I guess.
Please. Okay. Well,
it's almost like you brought that topic up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I just go ahead. I just literally want to. Sure, I'm just going to list everything that I've been watching.
All right, do it,
please.
And then you're going to pick one that you want me to talk about. Okay.
Okay, I like wow. this. Okay. Okay, I like this.
Are you ready?
Do it.
Okay, so I've been watching The Bachelorette.
Nope.
No, you guys don't care about that. It's nope. so good. Okay, Luke P, please stop. Anyway,
I don't even know what that means.
Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't watched any of that. I do want to see it, but I haven't watched any of it yet.
No, he's still in the dark. Okay. Okay, I know. Okay, you've had to watch this one. I've recently just gotten like into like. The Twilight Zone, like the original one.
I watched the first episode.
The plain one?
No, the one where he wakes up in a town and he's by himself.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah. That's not the first one.
Well, that was the first one on Netflix.
No.
or yeah.
No, I just watched that the first one on Netflix. It was the plane one.
Maybe I watched The Outer Limits.
Oh.
I watched something.
Okay.
But.
Any. But what?
Big Bang or Big Bang Theory. Gosh, I got it on the brain. Black Mirror.
Oh, please. Yes, I watched all Black Mirror.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I have too. I watched them all. We were supposed to watch the them together.
One. Yeah, but then I
But you
sucked.
Were like, I'm just going to watch it by myself.
Have you seen Black Mirror?
Hey, Michael.
No.
And I'm Michael.
Hey, Michael.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm Amanda.
No, I'm just going to restart
the episode. I don't watch movies and stuff, so it's not really something I can contribute
to. Do you just read?
No, things? I don't read. I just.
He just creates.
I just breathe and create. Wow. I like to write. So I don't really, I can't really relate. So I think this is one of those things where you just take it away, man. Don't,
okay,
don't worry
I'm gonna
about
take
me.
It away.
Well, you have seen something, so if something does spark your interest, feel free to do yeah, have some input. No. Or if we say something dumb, feel free to input on that too. All right, go back to sleep, and you're out. yes, success. I thought it failed for a second. All right, so you watched The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I was watching The Twilight Zone, which is in black and white, which is kind of refreshing, actually.
Yeah, because you don't want all that color
yeah.
stimulus.
Especially
in
with
your
my
brain.
Big pupils.
You do have ginormous pupils.
I know. I do.
Oh, I never noticed before.
I have big pupils. My eye doctor actually was like, you have the biggest pupils I've ever seen on anyone. And she's like, I've been doing this for 15 years.
You think she was hitting on you?
I don't think so.
Is that a line that like eye doctors use?
No.
Oh, I thought you were like considering it, but you're just looking at me like I'm stupid.
Yeah, no.
I feel like she just mesmerized. Mesmerized.
Mesmerized.
I have a knot and... Right there.
I can't high-five.
With those pupils, you can't see that? There we go.
You're stuck in the middle between us now.
I know.
You're with your pupils. You can't see that. We actually had a discussion the other day about her ginormous pupils and the fact that she has to wear sunglasses when she goes outside. And I don't. I've never had to wear sunglasses my entire life. And if you look at my pupils, they're little bitty, teeny tiny. So I wonder if that has like a bearing on like, you know, how you see the world. Like I asked her the other day, I was like, hey, is everything in the world blown out? And she's like, how am I supposed to know? Like,
yeah, I've always seen everything.
Yeah, it's always that way. So, I mean, do you lose details in like stuff that's white? Like, if there's like a sidewalk with a bunch of cracks in it and it's super bright outside, do you lose the cracks?
I would hope not, because it would break my mama's back.
I got two of them. Jealous. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What?
Her peripherals don't work. The punsters, like the punsters.
Oh, is it so
accurate?
Yeah, she can't see that.
Yeah, I don't have good peripherals. We were also
talking about that too.
It's like,
I was like, hey, put your hands like this and go back and back and back until you can't see your fingers anymore. And she was like, right here.
Yeah, I literally don't have good peripherals.
I can see
either.
Literally all the way back to here.
Yeah, I haven't.
But she hers are like right here.
I don't want to brag, but I'm going to.
Can you see behind you?
I have super good vision. I can see the bottom line on the. Go ahead, put up whatever I can see behind
you. Can
me.
See the bottom line? There's no way.
Yes, I can.
For real?
Yep.
So what do you have, like 20/40 vision?
My eyes are like scopes, bro.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I literally can't
like an
see
eagle.
Anything. Like my hand can be right in front of my face and I can't see anything.
Well,
yeah, because your hand is blocking your sight.
Shut up.
Not to pump my ego with sounding like a superhero or anything, but you know, like Daredevil, you know how he loses his sense of sight?
You're right.
So everything's got heightened. I have horrible hearing, but I can see really well.
So
I wonder
bad.
If that has something to do with that. I think I'm like the Daredevil.
So
I learned some martial arts.
It's kind of like whenever your player was building you, like you're a sim, and whenever your player was building you, they put stats in eyesight, and they were like, oh crap, I clicked too many.
Yeah.
And it started taking
Whoa.
It away from hearing.
He's got eagle eyes, but he's got the hearing of a 90-year-old man whose ears are going out.
Who's been at rock concerts for the last 40 years.
But I can see the sound, so that's why.
Wow.
Like sonar.
Well, like the Daredevil, it all just comes through what that scent, you know? So I'll be sitting there, or since... So I'm just sitting there like, just looking like, can you smell that? No, I can see them. I can see the malt, the particles that create the smell. that's why I distinguish.
I think that'd be kind of a cool superpower to have.
Yeah, you know.
Can you? Okay.
I'm working on my superhero name right now as we're.
It needs to be good.
It does need to be good.
Yeah, so you come back to us on that. What were you going to ask?
I was going to say, do you think...
the ire.
Do you think marshmallows have a smell?
Oh, yeah.
Because Shane does not think so.
Shane, you can't smell marshmallows? What is wrong with you? They're amazing. When I walk down the marshmallow aisle, I know where I'm at.
I know. Literally, that's what was happening.
Ooh, that was so loud.
Okay. We were walking down the marshmallow... Not the marshmallow aisle.
It's the marshmallow aisle. When it smells like marshmallows, it's the marshmallow aisle.
I was walking down the aisle, and then we passed marshmallows, and I was like, man, those marshmallows smell so good. I was like, I want some right now. And Shane's like...
Did you, like, open a bag and, like, start eating them right there in the store?
No, it's just so strong. It's, like, wafts into your body.
It's straight sugar.
Yes. And Shane's like, there's no smell.
What's up?
Did you
figure it out? It reminded me of something. Yeah. So.
That duck is cracking me up.
I can't hear my own farts.
What?
I think it's just that. It's, I don't
know, wait,
it's
some, I remember that.
I don't have good hearing peripherals.
I can only hear back to you.
I don't have good hearing peripherals, right? So, like, a good example of this was being when I was walking down the gallery, which is a row of cells in a prison, you know?
Yeah.
The exhaust fan would be going, so it makes it even harder to hear. And I'm thinking they can't hear my farts when I'm going by the cells. Stop. And all the time I'd be like, they would go, like, oh man, really cool, wait past, to get past our cell. And I'm like, you can hear that?
You said like, that yeah, to me. We were walking down the aisle.
I was going to that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's my wife all the time, but, you know, I'll fart. I'm like, there's no way they smell it already. I was like, you can hear that? I'm like, yeah, I can hear it. I'm like, I don't know, I'm fart deaf, man. I don't hear my own farts.
Fart deaf.
It's kind of like, yeah, you have a mom and she's like, and she doesn't see like if her kid's ugly or if he's like a pain in the butt. She's like, hey, he's just
no,
so
she
precious.
Knows they're ugly.
What she's a just... really good kid. He's just so beautiful. Like, just taking all these pictures like he's not ugly, you know? But you know, right? That's how I have with my farts, right? It's like, I know they're there because I released it. But, you know, but all the time, like, yeah, come on, man. I live here. You know, I'm trying to eat my steak, my ramen, you know.
And don't murder people and I won't fart on you.
I'm like, you know, that probably enhanced that steak food because it is disgusting.
Yeah, you. We were walking back to the hotel in San Diego, and you farted like 4 or 5 times, and I was like, bro. And you were like, you heard that? I'm like, yes, I heard that. So that kind of reminds me of a story. So I read on Reddit, this kid, he was like on an airplane and he's dropping farts like crazy, but like they're all silent, mm-hmm. constantly silent. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. So I can just keep farting and nobody can hear it. I guess, I don't know if they were smelling or not, but I guess if you're in a crowded air place with a bunch of other people, you're not going to know who it comes from. So he's like ripping these farts. So finally they land the plane, he gets up and everybody's like looking at him. And he's like, what in the world's going on? He realizes he's wearing his headphones. So he's been ripping these farts through this whole entire flight.
Gosh.
And he had his noise-canceling Beats headphones on, and he couldn't hear any of it.
And he's just like...
He's just dropping these farts.
Pooping his pants.
He thought they'd be silent, but they're actually...
Yeah, so he couldn't hear them. It was cracking me up, man. I love reading stories on Reddit like that.
That is super funny.
It's funny how we went from Twilight Zone to farts.
Well, that's what I love about this content. We just let it flow, man.
Just like the farts on the airplane.
Yeah.
You put that down.
Oh, okay.
You said, that means you're taking it, bro.
You're taking it.
Oh, now that means you're giving it up.
Lost it.
No, yeah, so farts are gross.
yeah.
Do you guys want to, talk about top, you know, just off the top of your heads, or you guys would like to roll into this game now so we can get it going, man?
I'm not prepared.
Oh, well, do you want to get prepared and we'll just talk?
Yes.
Okay, so, Amanda, you've been a fan since the beginning.
Amanda, yeah. You've been a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That's and true. So,
man, I'm good. I'm so smart.
So, now that you're adopted into the, an active team member.
The fam, you could say.
The fam.
Would you think that still makes you a fan?
Hmm.
Or do you think that, you know, you're not a fan anymore, technically?
Well,
that's an interesting way to phrase that question.
I think that I'm still a fan. Hmm. You know why? Because I'm my number one fan for myself. Hmm. So why wouldn't I just continue being a fan when I'm also involved?
You know, I can't smell my own farts, but I can smell the ego in that one. I'm my number one fan. And since I'm part of this, it increases the fandom that I have towards this thing.
Is that my voice
that's,
to you?
That's how you sound to me.
Okay.
You kind of sound like Gonzo, but like on helium.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
I'm a fanda.
But
I'm just going to keep coming back to that.
I was just trying to buy you time.
Don't lie. You're your number one fan, too.
My mom is.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This word that I just looked up, it describes her exactly with her, since I'm a fan and now I'm on it, that makes me a bigger fan of myself. It's called pterodiddle. This word references someone or something that is filled with pretentious nonsense or something that is a lie.
Oh. Well.
We hit the break it to you now.
You're a pterodiddle.
Mm-hmm. I'm a pterodiddle.
Oh, I was wondering why you were doing that, because it's a pterodactyl. I got it. Pterodiddle should start with a P.
I'm Amanda.
It's a pterodiddle.
Okay, but disclaimer, I'm not that person in real life.
She's not who you think she is.
Yeah.
Are you going to murder me? I've known you for like 15 years.
It doesn't have to go to murder, man.
Yeah, it can just be a few baby slaps to the face.
It could just be abuse. So anyway.
Baby slaps can be bad, dude.
As you're preparing that, what is it exactly that we're doing right now?
We are going to look up silly, crazy words and their definitions.
Can I read it in a funny voice?
Yes. I'm going to put it up here so you can see it.
Cool.
We have a screen right over here so that we can cheat. So you guys, it seems like we know what we're doing.
Oh, I like that one.
The first one?
Yeah.
Get after it. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, that's why you found the word. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the fourth one.
Yeah. Okay. So you're about to explain what we're about to do, it it's gonna make sense.
I just explained it.
Did you?
Yeah. I totally did.
ADHD broadcast.
Yeah, I could. So whenever
what did
I was
you say to them,
I said,
what did you tell them?
You're gonna have to watch the podcast and find out.
All right, I'll
subscribe at Just Play Non or YouTube at Just Play Nonsense and on our website and on iTunes. And hey,
I'll do it,
listen, are you guys listening? We, not you, you're on it a little bit, but we just got on Spotify.
Whoa!
Yes.
I love Spotify.
We just got on Spotify, so you can add our podcast to your playlist and listen to that while you're doing your own nonsense.
Yay.
All right, so continue. Words. So I like passing the buck off to other people because I like looking up the stuff, but I don't want to do the stuff.
Okay.
So Amanda's going to do the stuff. So you can pick which of these words you want to do.
Already.
Whoa.
That's not.
Is everybody okay?
Everyone's okay. Okay.
You looked at everybody but us, which is nobody. Is everybody okay?
Is everyone okay?
Over here, Rob. Over here. We're over here. Yes, we're all right.
Okay.
Are
you okay?
No. Actually, I'm just kidding. My butt just still really hurts.
It's because we've been sitting for a while.
I had a button on my phone.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, let's do it. Tell us some of these words.
Number uno. Bum fuzzle.
I've heard that word actually a lot.
Bumfuzzle?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Must be because you're old.
Yeah, people would be like, I'm bumfuzzled.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to be like skeet, where I haven't...
Skeet?
No, it's not anything bad like that.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, he is referencing a previous podcast where he says something, we blow up on him, and then he finds out what the word means and loses his mind.
Yep. I'm also on that one.
Yeah, that's where I tried to find. So I tried to find these common terms that the youngest generation are coming up with out of nowhere that make no sense. And I tried to find it using a sentence, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's really that,
I'm wrong a lot.
That episode is called "Keeping It 100." By the way, so go look for that one on our website and iTunes and all that other stuff that I just told you about.
For the younger crowd, so we're pretty hip on that episode. I'm just
pretty hip.
We're hip.
We're
he
hip.
Is not. Speaking of that, we made a shirt. Michael thought that it would be funny to say "Frosted Fleeks." Because he didn't know what on fleek meant. So now we have a Frosted Fleeks t-shirt. Go check that out in the Just Plain Nonsense store.
Mm-hmm. That'll make more sense if you listen to episode 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember what number it is.
Just, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, words.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you one more time. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Back to what I was saying. Bum fuzzle. This is a simple term that refers to being confused, perplexed, or flustered, or to cause confusion.
You can stop right there. You don't have to read the rest of that. Because
you've probably heard your grandma or grandpa use this phrase, especially if they're on the East Coast. And it's also derived from the old English dumfuzzle.
I haven't heard that one. That one sounds German.
Yeah.
Hey, you dumfuzzle.
Dumfuzzle, nine. Nine on the dumfuzzle. Nine. Nah.
You're not confused.
He's just saying no over and over again.
All right, next one. You don't have to read all these because there's a bunch of them. So if you want to read some of these and pick which ones you want to read. Because this one...
Can we just take a stab at it? Like what you think it means? Or?
Take a stabity stab.
Oh, without like looking at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to try to come up with the definitions? If you promise you don't look at the screen?
Maybe a couple.
Okay.
I'll be like, hey, I want to take a
stab. Because I'm sure the second one, this one here, you've definitely heard
of. I want to take a shink at it. You know what I mean? Just kind of see if I can rationalize it. It's in a sentence.
What is it with you and the wordplay?
He likes plain words.
Oh. Just plain words.
Just likes plain words.
All right.
All right. So the next one? Or what the next one you want to do?
Guardy Lou. Juice deck. Guardy Lou. Kind of like Guardy Lou. Guardy Lou.
Hey, I wonder what the next word is.
Guardy Lou. Guardy Lou.
Go ahead.
Guardy Lou.
No. That's not what that says.
Guardy Lou.
Guardy Lou. Where are you getting this word from?
You sound like a dumb bird. Can't link up with the other birds.
Guardy Lou?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
I haven't either. That is a different word.
Guardy Lou.
Here's what that is.
Oh! Ooh. Why?
Wow. You know what? Now you're exempt from getting on us for hitting our mics because you
just did it. You keep doing it, so.
All right. I'm going to put it over here.
This is actually a Scottish term.
I got to protect my duck.
You got to what?
I got to protect my little chick.
Oh. I'm learning how to pick them up. So. All right. That was dumb. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What does it mean?
Guardy Lou. This is actually a Scottish term, but it sounds really nifty.
You got to say it in a Scottish accent, though.
I don't have a Scottish accent.
She's like, I was trying.
I could tell. That's why I added it. You could do like, my initial go-to would have been Irish. This is just a Scottish accent. Is that Scottish? That's probably more
I'm
Irish.
Not good at I accents. I don't know.
That was a variant of something like that. So, go ahead. Just give it your best. Just say
give it your college try.
Oh, college try. I'm just going to read it. I just don't have an accent.
Go ahead.
This is actually a Scottish term, but it sounds really nifty. Explanation point.
Exclamation
point. Exclamation point. Why did they add that, though?
Because it's really
weird.
Nifty.
That's so weird.
It's
to
super,
put in.
Super nifty.
Yeah, that's weird. Right. The definition is a funny and gross one. This is what people living in this town that I don't know how to pronounce shouted.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Out their window as a warning before dumping their slop buckets out of their windows.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ew.
I'm going to write some of these down because I'm going to use them.
Can you imagine if you're like, you're just walking down the street and all of a sudden you hear, Guardy Lou, and you're like, oh God. I need to run. This is ridiculous. I'm about to get pooped on.
Guardy Lou.
I'm about to get pooped on.
All right, next one. Go ahead.
I already said that one.
Oh, Teradiddle?
Teradiddle. That's what I called you. Whenever you're being all like, I'm a super
skip
fan.
Skip it. Snickersnee?
These are ridiculous.
Snickersnee. While the word sounds like something funny or possibly cute, it is actually referring to a long, dangerous knife. Really? That's what? Interesting. It was first used in reference to cut and thrust fighting. That sounds real. Cut and thrust?
In the 1700s.
Wow. It's occasionally used when referencing the knife.
Referencing the knife?
Though it's become more and more obsolete.
These words are like way too silly for what I was going for with this whole topic. Like,
yeah, cause
are these real? Honestly?
I think they're just made up.
Snickersnee?
Yeah.
You might be like,
look at Collie Wobbles.
You got a problem with me?
Are you serious?
That's Snickersnee.
You got a problem? Let's stick it outside Snickersnee it. Come on, let's Snickersnee it through. Let's do this.
I don't want to Snickersnee with you, bro.
An overall belly ache.
What?
Collie Wobbles.
I've heard that.
Shut up.
Is that a coffee machine?
Coffee maker.
You tell that coffee maker.
That's a source fed reference.
Gubbins.
Ooh, I like
this is the one that I liked right here.
When I find the one that I would do, can I read it?
Absolutely.
I'm kind of excited about
it. I would love for you to read it. It would do my heart well.
Wow, thank you.
To have you read it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. you want to read this one? What word is that? Can you read it?
No.
Yeah, you can.
I'm not reading it.
Sound it out.
I don't want to read this one.
It starts with an
I'm not reading this one.
A bibliophilia. No.
Starts with an ends with an
I can't even read it. A bibliophobia. This is silly. Like, it's kind of a weird concept. This one is. It refers to someone who's afraid of running out of things to read. Like, have you ever considered that?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna put this into context for you here. So, there have been books written since. Do you know when the Gutenberg printing press thing started? When was that? The 1400s, maybe something like that. I'm trying to give a history lesson here. Quit staring at me like I'm silly. But so every day there's about 82 years worth of content uploaded to YouTube every day.
Where did I hear that?
I probably told you that.
No,
it was on that podcast.
We were watching. Yeah. Yep.
It was a Valley cast. Go check them out. No, the Valley folk. Go check them out. No, they said that there's 82 years of content uploaded every day
to YouTube,
not books. Right. But like, since there are so many books, like, you can go into, I guarantee, if you go into a library, like, mm-hmm. a normal size library in the middle of a city, you probably will not run out of content.
You know what?
In that one library.
This really brings us back to the point of the Twilight Zone, because I just watched an episode where this guy ended
up, they ran out of books.
being the only guy, like, left on the earth because of, like, a bomb, and he was in the bank vault thing. Okay. And so he's the only one that survived. Well, he was like, I'm gonna be so lonely, like, I don't know what to do. But he was, like, obsessed with reading books. And so he found the library and found all these books.
I know where you're going with this. I don't want to ruin it, but I know what happens.
Yeah, and so he, like, gets all of his books laid out for, like, years and years that he's gonna read. And then he drops a book and he goes to pick it up, and he has big thick glasses, and they fall and crack. And now he can't read, and he's all alone in the world and can't even read his books.
So here's where there's the flaw with that. There's a whole entire planet of people who needed to be able to see, and there are stores where they sell glasses.
Yeah, but, like, don't they just make the lenses when you order them?
I don't know.
Like, because there's different
prescriptions. I'm sure he could find something that's close and then put that on and then, like, go in and make his own glasses.
See, I totally disagree because I'm, like, basically blind.
I'm sure if you were the last man on Earth, you could figure out how to, like, you could, there's somewhere there is a contact prescription for you.
Okay, fine.
That's the logic that I saw with that episode.
Well, you're a loser, so.
I disagree, but go on.
But anyway, so.
Delightfully insulted.
Do you guys want to keep reading these words? Because I want to see if there's any good ones. Ooh, look at that one. You've got to say that one.
Flibbergabbit.
No, it's close. I was close.
Flibber to gibbit. This is another fun word.
Whoa. Ooh,
sorry.
Whoa.
This is another fun word.
Thank you. That was so, like, it attacked my oral sensibilities. Go ahead.
This refers to someone who is silly and who talks. What word is that?
Incessantly.
Incessantly.
Liberty.
The first known use of. Okay, that's boring.
Yeah, I don't read the history. Who cares?
Hmm.
Ooh, these two are good.
Well, I think Amanda the Panda should read up.
Yeah, this next word.
What, the 14?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a word for this. I'm excited. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You got this. We believe in you.
Panculation?
There's an I in there.
I don't know.
Pendiculation.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Have you heard of this?
No, I just know how to read words.
But I'm so.
You're so beat.
I didn't mean it.
I'm gonna have to say something right here because I'm
dude, I've been waiting for you to say something for a while.
All right, here we go, right?
You want to read the definition?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very excited about that this word exists. See, there's a... Before I go into that...
All right, let's go. Hold on, let me get settled.
With my wife being Filipino, hey, girl, you know.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
When I started getting close to that culture, I realized they had a word for something that I was never able to put in words before. And it's that feeling, that sensation when you see like a baby or a small child or something that's just so cute.
You want to eat it.
That you, no, not at all.
No.
That you want to squeeze it. It's just like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you know, like.
I know that's a thing, but I didn't know there was a word for it.
They have a word for it. It's called giggle.
Giggle?
Yeah.
Is it G, like G-E-E-G-L-E?
I don't know how to spell, bro.
No, I'm not asking how to spell it. That's how you pronounce it. Like giggle.
Like this. Giggle.
Okay.
Giggle.
So like they but that's that. They have a word, you know, to express that sensation. That's, I was really excited about that.
Okay.
I use all the time. This is going to be one of those words that I use like that, because I'm glad that they found a word to explain this sensation.
They found it. No, somebody made it up.
And the word is, again?
Pendiculation.
That's right. That's the word. And I'm going to practice it and use it constantly.
Oh, sorry.
Playing footsie with me?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so this is what happens when you wake up in the morning and stretch. As you stretch.
Such a good feeling.
Your muscles might go rigid for a short time, which can sometimes be uncomfortable.
Also described as a cramp.
Yeah. No, not at all. Well, I mean, yes, but it's a state. It's,
oh,
that,
this is,
it's that between,
stretch.
You know. It also describes that wonderful or terrible combination of being extremely sleepy, stretching, and yawning at the same time.
That's such a great feeling.
Now, when this happens to you, you'll know what to call it. And I do thank you.
And how do you pronounce it again?
Pendiculation.
I'm so excited about this word because, wow. That is a, I like words like that, that just kind of, it was needed. And whoever did this, I salute you. I don't have a cover or hat on, but I salute you. From the bottom, top, and middle of my heart.
So
I'm going to use the crap out of that. Matter of fact, I'm going to use it in one of our short stories.
Good. That would be awesome.
Make people, you get people to acquire it and then just spread the joy of this word.
So, okay. So, what? No, we're not. No,
word.
Not yet. I have a story about this pendiculation.
Okay.
So, about 10 years ago, I was asleep in this like amazing bed, right? So I have this really nice bed, and I was asleep. I woke up in the morning at like 4 something. I woke up the next morning, and I stretched. I did the little pendiculation. I pendiculated. And when I relaxed, my back tightened up like just one spot in my back, and it hurt so bad. It literally took me 45 minutes to roll over to the other side of my bed to get my phone. So I called my girlfriend at the time when I finally got my phone, and I was like, "Hey, I need you to come over and help me. I can't get out of bed." And for those of you who have the visual mind, don't picture this, but I slept naked that day. So I'm laying in my bed. And she comes over, and it's super embarrassing because I'm just laying in bed and I literally can't move. So she helps me get up. She grabs me my hand and starts pulling me up, and I'm like shaking, and like every muscle in my body is tense, trying to keep that one little muscle from like tensing even more. It was insanely awful. I finally get up out of bed, and she has to help me put my pants on. I call my dad. He comes, takes me to the hospital. When I'm in the hospital, they give me these muscle relaxers. I go home and it's, you know, it takes a little while to relax. But it was like the worst situation that I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was stuck in bed and I couldn't even grab my phone.
And I just sketched an image of that.
Of me.
This is Rob hurting.
We'll have to get a picture of that and scan it. We'll put it up on the screen.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Well, one day, like, I woke up out of bed, but it wasn't from stretching or anything. I just woke up and literally my neck was like just stuck like this, and I literally couldn't move it anywhere, and it hurt so bad. Like, I went to the doctor.
Did it hurt all the time, or did it hurt to try to move it?
Like the whole time, and it stuck like that for 3 days.
So I that exact, is that the same thing, or are you?
I enhanced it.
Oh,
I enhanced it.
You gotta have, let me take a picture of it and I'll put it up there.
No,
because okay, that's fine. So that exact same thing happened to me, except it wasn't when I woke up. I like to crack my neck all the time.
Sorry, slow word. Let me just keep going.
Is it the next one?
No.
Oh, the bottom one.
That's stupid.
I just saw it. That's awesome. Okay, so I crack my neck all the time, and you told me not to because you said that there was a girl that had a stroke or something.
Yeah, and she's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She died.
Hold on, that's not the story. We can get to that if you want to talk about it, but let me get this part first. So I was cracking my neck. I was like 10, maybe, mm-hmm. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, So I cracked my neck and like I went the other side and I pushed on it and it hurt. Like I felt something pull back here and I was literally stuck like this. It was a bittersweet moment because for one, it hurt really, really bad. It was fine when I stayed like this, but when anytime I tried to move it, it hurt super bad. The sweet part was that I didn't have to go to school.
Yeah.
So my dad took me, oh man, this like just thinking about this makes me want to punch this doctor right in his face. I'm like, I'm stuck like this. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was like this, whichever direction it was. That was the way it was. So the doctor comes up and he's like, he puts his hand on my shoulder and the hand on my jaw and like literally pulls my everything apart. And I'm like, I'm screaming. And I'm like, I wanted to fight this guy so bad. And I was like a 10-year-old kid wanting to fight this like grown man who has like PhD. Oh my goodness. So he gives me like
fighting.
He gives me some muscle relaxers. What was that word when we wanted a sword fight? Snickerdy or something like that?
You're about to go that level with him?
Yeah, dude, I was so mad. So it hurt really, really bad. But he gave me some muscle relaxers. I went home and it was like 3 days before mm-hmm. I could actually like straighten my head up yeah. again. And then I was real scared. Like normally when I crack my neck, I'm just like whatever. For the next like week or something, I was like, and I was still doing it. I'm yeah. still like cracking my neck and stuff. Cause it's like, you have that urge. You have that urge to like, just do it if you feel it. Like you just feel like you have to do it. Like right now I want to, I know it's going to sound super gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was my neck cracking story.
Yeah. I missed work for literally 3 days.
That's awesome. That's always super fun.
It wasn't fun.
Except though. For the not money part. all right. So this next word, unless anybody's got anything they want to add to that before I move on.
No, I'm just doodling.
Okay. So this next word, it cracked me up just reading it. And then reading the definition, I was like, that's awesome. Whoever made up these words, like really knows language. Cause they just sound really good. This one's, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. I think it's sealoquent.
Well, I can't believe you don't know how to pronounce it. I thought you knew how to read.
I mean, I can read.
And sound out words.
Rob. Okay. Listen, I was second place in my 7th grade and school-wide spelling bees. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So wow. I have a little bit of clout. Okay. Yeah,
I believe you.
That clap is so so quiet. Oh my god!
Why, Rob?
I don't know.
I'm gonna start tallying.
I'm gonna turn this so I don't kick it anymore. I keep hitting it with my heel. Okay. Yeah. So this next word is sealoquent or sialoquent. I like sealoquent. And basically, it's whenever somebody is sitting in the front row of like a classroom and the teacher is like spitting on you while they're talking.
Oh.
Like, who comes up with a word for that?
That's bad.
Like, does it happen to you so much that you're like, I need a word for this. I gotta tell my friends about this and I need to come up with a word with it.
It must be defined.
Right, right. And then this is the word that Michael was laughing at.
No, I wasn't.
This is the word that I was laughing at. Wabbit. Well, I don't know why this is on the list. Wabbit. But apparently it is not referencing the Wascally Wabbit from the cartoons. It's just a Scottish term for being exhausted. I'm really glad you guys can see those drawings that he's putting up because he won't let me take a picture of them and put them up on the screen.
It's just a little stick picture of Stick Peggy and Stick Chicken. And it just says, hi, I'm Peggy. And this one goes, hi, I'm Stick Chicken. Just waving at each other.
We need to make a short story called Peggy and Stick Chicken.
I think we should. It'd be brilliant. It'd be great. It'd be successful.
That's because we're amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, no big deal. We're fine. We're big.
We're fine.
Snollygoster? What the crap is
There's
that?
There's been ego in the air of this episode.
We're all...
I'm a superhero. She's that? Our biggest fan.
We're all... Yeah. What was that word? Tolly goobers or something? Tiradiddles.
I like Snickers.
We're Tiradiddles. This one, like right down here, I really liked a lot. Where's it at? Snollygoster. Oh, they call politicians that. I think these are mostly all like Scottish terms. Stuff we've literally never heard before. Mm-hmm. Hey, Scottish people, if you guys are out there...
Well, they are out there.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you are. You're definitely out there.
Yeah.
But if you're watching,
if you're real,
if you guys really are real, I've never seen you.
I believe in leprechauns. I believe in unicorns. Scottish people.
No, if you guys are watching this podcast, if these are your words, like tell us, that'd be awesome to hear about. And then how tell us how you use the word arenaceous.
Yeah. And if it's fake news, let us know too.
Yeah, this is something about resembling a hedgehog. Anyway, all right, so I'm burnt out on this whole words topic, so yeah, take it away.
Take it away.
All right, so my topic is done.
So what's the next thing we're going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Oh.
You were leading this ship on this episode.
Yeah.
So you lead it.
You were leading.
Come on, Captain. Oh, make it happen. Give us something good.
We're gonna tell a story. I want each of us to like tell a story, like make it up on the top of your head, and then you have to incorporate things that each of us, the other two, throw in.
Okay.
And I would love it if you would start.
I would love it as well.
Okay. So I need a better understanding of what
so we're you doing. Make up a story.
Okay.
And as you're going through the story, we will tell you, we will say things that you have to incorporate into the story, and that will guide the direction of the story. So you start up a story, whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
And then we're going to throw in things, and you have to like incorporate it, and then it's going to take a turn.
Okay. The story's called Bouncing. There's a group of friends
doing a podcast
who loved bouncing. They bounced everywhere they went. They bounced on the way to the trampoline. They bounced the trampoline. They bounced off the trampoline.
They couldn't just walk. On diapers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to add that.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, this is how this works. And then they realized that they wanted to wear the diapers. So then they became bouncing diaper wearing friends. With now two things in common. One, that they love to bounce. And two, that they wore diapers. And.
No, just keep going and I'll throw something out.
And as they were, okay, now I get the concept.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like rephrase, but like just with adding story
elements. Yeah, because I couldn't be creative because I know this is good. Now I get it. All right. And so.
Ow.
One day, I got to insert a conflict here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
One day, they looked across the yard as they were bouncing on their trampoline.
They saw a dead dog.
That's going to be weird. Okay. They saw a dead dog. And so they stopped bouncing for the first time in years. And they just stared at the dead dog. And as they looked up, they realized.
The sun was red.
That's not where I was going. It's so hard.
That's why it's so much fun. You're good at this, Panda.
And then they looked back down at the dead dog. As the sun went down, so did their heads.
Because they were turning into vampires.
Why? Why would that turn them to vampires?
It's the red sun.
Grieved by this and the dead dog. They knew they were pulled away from this by what appeared to be
a helicopter.
Gosh darn it. Like, the helicopter landed, was dropping low next to them. And I'm in anxiety because I don't know where you're going to flip this on. And grappling down was another team of friends. Not only were they wearing diapers, but they were bouncing.
They were in another dimension.
They were bouncing. I pitched to it. No. I already started.
What was it?
They were also bouncers.
In another dimension.
From a nightclub in another dimension. Did it. Boom. And as they came down bouncing aggressively, they're like, let's bounce battle. They're like, but you know we're vampires now. And they go.
I don't want to interrupt the story. It's so good.
And they go, you know what we are, though?
Hobgoblins.
Hobgoblin to bouncers. Like, oh, this is about to go down. Just like the sun. And it did. And they fought ferociously.
But the ocean started to rise.
Okay, and when that irrelevant action, whenever they paid no mind to it, it started in the most epic.
You can't do that, you cheater.
No. It's in the story, bro. It's part of the.
It rose like just an inch or something.
They didn't care because it didn't matter.
Because they're vampires.
Because how is that relevant? So, this battle, what was on the line of this battle was not only the title of the best diaper wearing bouncers in two dimensions, but also. Go ahead.
No, I'm messing with you.
I was setting you up to bring it. No, I know.
I knew you were setting us up, so I didn't want to say anything because I wanted you, because I knew you didn't have anything.
Ah, okay. But when it's coming, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know you. I know how your brain works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple things waiting.
Oh, damn. So what was on the line? I already said it was on the line. Okay.
No, you still said and. You were going to add to it.
And a gift card to Chili's. Not sponsored by Chili's.
Nice.
Thank you.
What's up, Chili's? So, how you living?
So that since they all really love bouncing, wearing diapers, and eating Chili's.
Their phone rang.
And it was a
Charles Barkley.
Gosh, it was Charles Barkley. Because he was...
looking for the dead dog.
It was his dead dog. He was looking for it. And he's like, you know what? Please, gosh.
Oh, God, what happened here? Okay, good. We're still... Okay. Whew. I should not touch technology.
You're a tech guy. That's
yeah,
good.
Right. Okay.
Confidence. 30%. All right. And
did you say 30%?
Yep. And then Charles Barkley came up, and he was like, that's my dead dog. That's terrible.
There you go.
Terrible, it's dead. Terrible.
No, he's on the phone. He's on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the phone.
Yeah.
So, this makes me feel ill. This is not a very good... I don't do a good impersonation here, but...
That's fine.
I just want to capture the character the best I can. So, he's like, phone, he's like... I heard about what happened to my dog, and it makes me feel real ill. Like my free throws. I'll be there.
Is your eyelash
okay? This eyelash is driving me nuts.
Do we need to get it for you?
No, but it's like a real, it's there. It's
no, I'm saying, do we need to get it for you? Come here and I'll get it.
No, bro, it's going to hurt.
No, you're good.
I'm just going to deal with it.
All right.
Okay.
And then Charles Barkley was like, that's terrible. I'll be there. Get my dog.
Is it a hair hanging out?
I need a moment of silence because I'm gonna have to like pluck this thing. This is gonna hurt. Like,
moment of silence.
It's gonna be so good. I can't see it. Oh! Oh!
I like saw that in slow motion.
Ooh.
He's like, ooh.
You know, screw this thing. It's even making me twitch just touching my eyeball. I hate that. All right, so Charles Barkley.
I can literally touch my eyeball easily.
Well, I can't.
You want to see me?
What the heck? It's a cat hair in my mouth.
What is wrong?
How did that ride there from all those hours? I gotta stop kissing on cats.
But they're so fluffy.
No, anyway, I don't kiss cats. It's gross. They look like their butts. So he's like, that's terrible. Terrible. And I'll be there. It's making me ill. Freaking Lakers.
And then a tank ran through the house.
And they're outside. Extra trampoline.
Oh. Yeah, there's a house.
Okay, yeah, there's a house.
Because they're in a backyard.
And then the goblin bouncers were like, we're involved in this, and we're responsible. And that's our first move. Bring it, bouncers.
The end.
The end. He said, the goblin said, he goes, but then, at that moment, the original bouncing friends go, no, it's not. It's not over until we say it's over. And they bounced over the tank, and they started bouncing on it over and over again until it fell into a million pieces.
And then they cracked the earth in half.
Uh-oh.
That's so extreme.
Well, I mean.
And then I guess that would kill them all. So then that was the end. There's the story. All right.
And I'm sticking
to it. And Charles Barkley never got to go. Get vengeance on his dog and figure it out, and there's no result.
Maybe Charles Barkley sent the tank.
This is a horrible short story. Let's put it on the website.
Let's put it on the website.
Triple Helix.
Go ahead and plug Triple Helix if you want.
Hey, go read that.
Go to triplehelix.media. It's awesome. We're starting to download or upload or whatever. We're loading.
We're loading in one direction or the other.
A bunch of the short stories and stuff that we write.
This is about to be one of them.
No, yeah.
Verbatim.
For real. But no, we actually have...
They have good stuff on there.
Real efforts, not just random freestyle nonsense. Channel is for. But yeah, it's good. Do it.
It's good.
Because I freaking said so.
Do it.
All right. Somebody else want to do a story? Panda? Pandy?
Oh, please.
Please, take it away.
Oh, okay. Yay. Okay.
Dude, first of all, you did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good job.
I love how you explained how you were super anxious and it was making it harder to tell the story. Yeah. That was awesome. Thanks. All right, now it's your turn.
Okay, let me get into the mindset really quick.
Oh, no. All right, Rob.
Okay.
We're going to rock her world.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't take that out of context.
You know what's funny is that
I'm or gonna, take it out of context.
I might not say anything for a while and just let her get shoveled.
Stop! That's scary. I'm you just gotta, to feel
it. She'll start telling the story. You just lean forward to your mic, and then she's like, but you don't actually ever say anything.
Okay. Okay. Once upon a time, in a far-off land, there was a girl, and she was going to college.
And worked at the dollar store.
And she worked at the dollar store, but she was really worried about getting transferred to the new dollar store in her college town.
Because it was underwater.
It was underwater because it had been raining for weeks and weeks, and the Mississippi River was flooding all the way into her college town. So they were like, sorry, Becky, you're fired because we don't have a store anymore.
But then she says, but I have duck feet, so I can still have value. I can help load this stuff up.
And they're like, duck feet aren't normal. Maybe you should go to the doctor.
And then she files a lawsuit for discrimination.
But then the lawsuit didn't go through because really, duck feet aren't discriminatory. What?
Discriminatory?
Yes.
I'm jacking her up, bro. This is awesome.
And then Becky realized that although she did have duck feet, that she could still go pursue her education. At Skittles University, because everyone should be able to taste the rainbow.
Nice. Good cover.
It's good.
So, on her first day of class, she realized that she had a problem.
It was chlamydia.
Not unlike our Disney princess that we created.
That the University of Skittles was infested with chlamydia.
I respect that. Good job.
Due to the fact that everyone kept picking off the Skittles off of each other's faces that were infected with the chlamydia, which is how, in case you didn't know, that's how you contract chlamydia.
Well, it was because they had koala bears packaging the slave workers. Remember that episode? Because we found out it's a fact that that koalas carry chlamydia.
Yep.
Rapidly. I forgot the percent. Anyway, but that's part of the story now, is that because they found out that koalas were packaging the Skittles. Mm-hmm.
They found this out because everyone was using koala bears as their backpacks. They would use their cute little hands to hold their books. So everyone's just carrying around their baby koalas, holding their laptops and their books. But then they realized...
And their cinder blocks
that they used to build the wall around Skittles University. Because of cinder block class, which they learned in cinder block class, they need to build the wall to throw the baby koalas out so that they cannot get back in and infest everyone with the chlamydia.
And then there was a lawsuit on the school from PETA.
Then PETA tried...
For the bad handling, yeah.
Yeah. PETA tried to bring down the University of Skittles.
So they went to war. With PETA.
With PETA. And the University of Skittles students decided that they would start shooting Oscar Mayer wieners.
With rifles.
With rifles.
I missed part of that story. Wait, where did the rifles come from?
He added them in there.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
So now they're rifles.
Yes, that shoot Oscar Mayer wieners.
Like out of them?
Yes.
Oh. I want to go to that school.
So, they're basically using guerrilla war tactics because they're right on the outside of the... I'm scared. They're right on the outside of the wall that they made out of the cinder blocks in this ditch. And they're just sitting here looking at the PETA businessmen.
And they're all just a bunch of cardboard cutouts.
But... behind them, the real enemy who had anti Oscar Mayer weenie rifles that actually sucked up all the wieners. So as they were sucking all-
Can you rephrase that, please?
I didn't realize this was coming out.
All their attacks were useless. Mm-hmm. Just because they're just soon as the hot dog would fly towards them. Put in and just fart back.
Just picturing that is awesome. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But as that happened, they realized that they were going to be taken down. They remembered
that they were going to be taken up.
They were going to be taken up because whenever you contract chlamydia after 5 weeks, you grow wings.
That's an bro story.
I don't want to interrupt. I'll just keep going.
Yeah, yeah. You're digging your own little hole here.
That,
we can, just gave you the shovels.
Go ahead. You can grow wings. So they started to fly like the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. I can't keep doing this. It's so funny.
But the raccoons had Red Bull, so they also had wings.
Dang it. The PETA raccoons.
The PETA. Okay. So they end up being up in the sky. And they're basically just flying at each other. And they like bonk heads and just fall on the ground. And then there just ends up being just one PETA dude left, one PETA monkey, and one Skittles University student, which was, what was her name, Becky?
Sure,
yes.
Yeah, her name was Becky, with her flipper feet. She was able to use her flipper feet.
Duck feet?
Duck feet, same thing. to quickly kick the air and create a tornado. Mm-hmm. Around
are we going the Wizard of Oz route here?
Yes, around the PETA. What were they? Monkeys? Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting.
Koalas?
No, that was the chlamydia koalas. They're gone.
I'm confused. And then, here we go.
The Dollar General manager came out and said,
"Sopping wet."
Yeah. We now see your value. There's no reason to keep the lawsuit going because with your feet, you're no longer a problem. You're the solution. So then they team up. She has
you can't continue the story.
So I got really...
He's really in it. Like, he's involved.
She put me somewhere, bro. I'm in the story. go ahead. That happened. Now you go.
Okay. So she, the Dollar General manager, just really puts her up on a pedestal. And the president just really starts to see the value in flippered feet people. So he brings in the scientists to be like, you know what? Everyone needs the flipper feet people. So they create a whole new community of people called the Duck Feet Flipper People. And they create their own society. And they,
diversity, interracial. I like this.
Yes. And they take the Yellowstone National Park because there's plenty of water there. And that's where they set up their...
New dollar store.
Their new dollar store.
Nude dollar store?
Yep. Nude dollar store.
It's a nude dollar store. Because they're so free, they don't even wear clothes, man.
Yeah.
And then there's a civil war.
Oh, man.
She was about to land that plane, bro.
I know. I put another plane right under it on the runway. So she's like,
gotta go, yeah.
Yep.
And you're running out of fuel because your time's almost up here.
You're right.
Your story's been going on for 40 minutes.
Oh, man. And then the civil war happens and there's just destruction.
What caused the civil war?
The civil war started because everyone couldn't agree on what color flippers they needed. Some wanted purple. Some wanted pink, and really...
Some wanted clear.
Yeah, and some really just wanted poopy brown colored, but that was really a small percent. Shout out to Jimmy.
Who?
Jimmy. You don't know Jimmy?
It's really...
By my expression, I obviously don't.
You know what? This is refreshing. Time out real quick. This is refreshing to find somebody who is psychologically as... deranged and out of order is me. I enjoy this. This is what this feels like to hear me talk. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you're giving him a taste of his own medicine.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's bittersweet.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And then they all buy Ziplocs, put raisins in it, sit there together, have a cookout at the end. I saved her. You're killing her, bro.
Oh, I know.
She did a really good job.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Super duper job.
Thank you.
Because we threw some dumb stuff at her, and she made it make sense.
Some would say...
Great storyteller.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. Okay, Roberto's turn.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yep.
All right. There once was a box of four raisins. No, I can't start that way, because that's like the raisinettes.
Yeah.
There once was a box of four grapes.
Then they got burnt by the sun.
They got burnt by the sun, and they turned into...
Old ladies.
Old ladies. These old ladies would play backgammon, and they would play shuffleboard, but they didn't have a place to play.
So they started Raisin
Academy. Gosh, dang it.
What was it?
Money. So they started Raisin Money to build Raisin Academy,
That was actually a male strip club.
That was actually a male strip club.
And completely racist.
And completely racist. So they shut that place down real quick.
But then they reopened it.
But then they reopened it as a dollar store. So this dollar store
burned down,
and these old ladies shuffled the ashes into the ocean.
And they started shuffle dancing.
And they started shuffle dancing for some reason. They started shuffle dancing because...
It was celebratory.
Because what?
It was celebratory.
The celebratory, yeah, because they shuffled all the ashes into the ocean.
Defeated racism and started another dollar store.
Yep. And they used those... They used the new dollar store to buy some baby ducks.
Expand the empire.
And they expanded the empire, and then they raised these baby ducks to learn how to fly fighter jets. And they would fly in outer space. And then there was like a great war that happened like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Sounds familiar.
But yeah. The sun exploded.
But the sun exploded. And when it did, it caused a black hole that the Earth was like orbiting around. So they were like right on the event horizon, circling around it.
So even though the sun exploded and destroyed Earth.
No, it exploded and turned into a black hole.
But it didn't destroy Earth.
It didn't destroy the Earth. Okay, cool. That was never part of the
deal. You're right. Okay.
So they're going around and they figured out how to harness the power of the black hole to create infinite energy on the Earth. That's a real thing.
Because they turned into Spider-Man.
Who turned into Spider-Man?
The old ladies.
Because the old ladies turned into Spider-Man.
Spider-women?
No, all four of them became one Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's why it has eight legs. Makes
sense. Yep.
Right. So
it's perfect sense. I'm following you.
Yeah. But they had to work together because it was super, super hard for them because each one of them controlled two legs. Mm. And the two legs here and two legs here were two different old ladies. Mm. And they had to learn how to walk. And they're going down the road and they're like, they were considering fighting crime, but they figured we're a spider. Everybody's going to be scared of us anyway. So.
And we're old.
So.
So every time they high-fived?
Every time they high-fived, they broke one of their legs because they can't bend that way properly. So,
But they couldn't stop.
But they couldn't stop high-fiving, so eventually they just become immobile. And they're a vegetable living like off the welfare of the rest of the planet.
And they start turning into corn.
And they turn into corn. And then there's a farmer.
Naturally.
A really smart farmer. Naturally, this really fart
fart smarmer.
Hold on. I'm going to put that in the story. This really fart smarmer came along and he plucked a couple of the little kernels of corn off and he planted them.
And they turned into new old lady babies.
With rabies.
With rabies, but they had just a little bit of that spider corn in them. So when they grew up, they figured that they could get really, really tall. Because have you ever seen a corn stalk? It's really tall compared to the corn.
But then they started popping.
And locking and learning how to dance.
Yes. What?
That was for me. And then they opened up their own school. They're just all about opening new things. They opened up their new school.
They're open about it, I see, too.
Yeah, they just talk about it all the time. To anybody who will listen. So they opened their own school that teaches people how to pop and lock and dance. And they called it the Pop and Lockathon. I learned that from Community. So they're teaching these kids how to pop and lock and dance, and they're like really good at it because they spent so long high-fiving each other. So they kind of like, it was all still ingrained in their brain. So as they grew up, they became like these really good dancers, right?
But they got married
to this.
Controlling.
To what?
To controlling. They got married to controlling.
They got married. Two controlling men came up to them and said, listen, lady. I'm going to do my best to flip everything you say. Two controlling men came up and said, listen, ladies.
You don't have any boobs anymore.
And that's a sad thing because boobs are good milk for baby spider corn people. So
it discouraged their dancing.
They what?
It discouraged their dancing.
That discouraged their dancing. They were like super upset about it, right? Mm-hmm. So then there was this pastor.
And he lost his hair.
He was actually super bald. And the reason he lost it was because...
He had cancer.
Oh, don't do it to the pastor.
Obviously had cancer, but there was like a sunburst that like caused it to go away. So the cancer had nothing to do with his hair loss.
There we go.
So he was like really upset with them dancing. And he's like, there's no more dancing in our town. And there's one guy, his name's Bevan. And Bevan came in and he saved the whole town. And he's like, listen, guys.
I lost my keys.
I'm just picturing this dude coming in. He's this guy nobody's ever met before. He's like, listen. I lost my keys. So they were gonna consider helping him find him.
Starts getting to him, he's emotional.
And then they did. And then they did. No, I'm laughing.
I'm literally crying right now.
So they helped him, and then they helped him find his keys. And he got in his car. It was a little
Which was a Kia.
It was a yellow Kia Beetle. Which on this in this world that I've created, it's a thing. Like it's a real thing.
That only had one tire.
It had one tire in the front left corner, and then there were three more around the rest of the car. So he was out washing it one day, like spraying it, and he had his friend there, and I think his friend's name was Sean or something. And so Sean was like, you should start a party where everybody can come and dance. And so he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. So he finishes washing his car.
And covers everyone in soap.
He covered everyone in soap. And then they were all like, hey, we're super clean. Now we can go talk to the pastor and see if he'll let us have this dance party. So they have like, they get a town hall meeting.
He's the mayor too?
Is that a question?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm really into your story. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, good. Yeah. So he might be the mayor. I can't remember if that's part of the story or not. Cause this was so long ago. Yeah. So, they go talk to him and they're in this hall and he actually uses a verse like Bevan uses a verse from the Bible. And he's like, listen, there's a time to dance. There's a time to weep.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
There's a time to mourn.
There's a time to pee.
And there's a time to pee. But most of all,
there's a time. I like balls.
Most of all, I like balls.
A pastor can't say that, dude.
No, no, he didn't say that. Bevan said that. But what he was referring to was dancing. Balls. Like when you go and you have a big ball and a gala. So he says there is a time to dance and I'm going to throw a party. And I'm going to call it, it's going to be a ball. And then he gets all of his friends together. He runs into Belle, Biv DeVoe. And he says, listen, Belle. Belle, Biv. That doesn't work. He runs into Belle from Beauty and the Beast. That's right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was watching it. No, that doesn't work either. Let me back that up. He runs into Belle and he's like, hey. Where's Beast?
And why is your dandruff so bad?
And why is your dandruff so bad? And she says, because Beast won't let me take a shower. And he says, okay, cool. Whatever. You go deal with him. So then he runs off to this ball, right? And he's like trying to get the whole town ready to come to this dance. And they come to the dance. And he comes down and he's like, all right, everybody, we're going to have a dance. Why is nobody dancing? And then apparently something happened outside. And he had to turn around and go outside. And he goes outside and there's like a fight.
Because on the slip and slide.
There was a slip and slide. And they had this fight on the slip and slide. It was like all slippery and slidery. And they fought. And then whenever they were done, he had beat the crap out of this dude. And he deserved it. So they'll go back inside. And Bevan comes down and he goes, let's dance. And there's glitter everywhere. And then the song Footloose plays. Because that was the whole story of Footloose.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Damn, that's beautiful. Alright.
Now I would like to know.
That was a fun activity.
I would like to know how many of you caught on and at what point you caught on that was Footloose. Because I told pretty much the whole entire story of Footloose. What I remembered of it. Anyway.
It's kind of cheating.
I thought it was awesome.
Wow.
I don't know why I did Footloose though.
I was literally crying.
Me too. Me too. That was good. That was super fun.
I lost my keys.
That was the best part.
To the Kia.
I lost my keys to the Kia.
Then Alicia Keys came up.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Are you guys ready to put this to bed? We've been going for over an hour.
Yeah, let's.
Good night, podcast. Yeah,
it'd be nice. Good night, Moon.
Let's tuck this podcast night, in with Moon. the traditional.
Should we let Panda do it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Can you close out for us? Tell everybody to go check out all of our stuff.
Okay.
This is your test. If you fail this, you're no longer on the podcast.
Okay. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
You tell them, not me.
Oh, sorry. I farted around camera for a second. Thanks, guys.
You too. Huh? for a while.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, get all animated and stuff.
Thanks for listening.
If you've told them that five times. Thanks, guys.
For all of you watching us here, it is dear to me. Dear to my heart.
Anyway.
And?
Please just... Oh, we're on Spotify, which is really cool. You can listen to us on there.
Woo! Spotify.
Yeah. iTunes. YouTube. You can watch this video. We got the new homies.
Hold on. Did you just tell them to watch this video on YouTube?
Yeah.
They're already watching this video.
Oh, yeah.
That's super meta.
Watch the next video.
And all the previous videos.
On YouTube. that little bell. Click it.
Why are they clicking the bell?
To get notifications.
Mm-hmm. Subscribing's good.
If you good. Like us, you know, leave us comments about how awesome we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like how everybody who's not really sure what they're saying, they're like, they end with, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. And it's I like right.
I like the way you did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Biscuits and mustard.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to summarize all of that up because I've done it so many times.
No.
iTunes. Go ahead.
Spotify, I'm going to let you do it then. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube.
Website.
Website.
What is the website?
JustPlainNonsense.ninja.
Woo! She is a true fan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The store?
We got Frosted Fleeks happening on the t-shirts.
Don't tell me. I already know.
We got Frosted Fleeks.
Look at me. Don't look at me.
Where do I look?
and we have... Oh. She looks so scared. Like, I don't want to do another one.
Yeah.
Don't make me. I'm trying to think of
anything
else. Maybe
one day.
Oh, did you say Instagram?
Yeah, we got an Insta going.
What's it called?
It's just plain nonsense on Instagram at
that is not
we'reawesome.org.
That's not right. That's not right.
Ooh, you just dropped the fan ratings.
Oh, Panda. Mm. What's the Instagram handle? You got this. I believe in you.
Just plain nonsense. Nonsense that's plain.
Nope.
I don't know.
You almost had it. You almost had it.
I don't know.
At nonsense.podcast.
I knew there was a dot in there.
At non.sensepodcast. I think that's all of it. We have a Facebook. You know, go check that out. I'm like, who uses Facebook anymore anyway?
I mean, me, but...
Right. I do, too.
And just for reference, I'm still working on this whole SoundCloud thing. I don't want to pay for it yet, so that's probably why it's not on there. Nice.
Damn.
All right, that does it for me. I'm out. I'm done talking. I'm not going to say another word.
And now we're just for the next hour, peace. Just me talking to you guys.
See
one-on-one.
Ya. Just love kidding. Ya.
Love you.
Woo.
Crap.